It's Pat.
Oh, hi, Pat. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, that was weird. I could hear you a moment ago, but you couldn't hear me. So, anyhow, it's Tina getting back to you from Local Squash. How are you?
A bit testy.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, as I said in my voicemail I left you, a little over a month and a half ago, it was after you and I talked, then I could not get a hold of you ever, and I ended up talking to somebody there, I can't remember her name, and it was agreed that we would pull back, and we were canceling, and that after we got our website fixed, because it was such a mess from what you guys did, and then the childish way it was put back in again after I gave you guys ideas. And I said, you know, for now we are canceling, and after we get that built back up, then I'm open to talking again about whether or not we move forward. And it was agreed at that time that we would use, the first time it was agreed that you guys would take the $199 out of what was left in the Google Guarantee account and send us the rest of the money. And then she came back a week or two later and said, no, this is what it needs to be. And it, you guys took all of the money that was in that Google Guarantee account and said, we'll just add 2 weeks in for October. And I said, fine, I don't want to argue about it. Fine. And said, consider us canceled. And then we can talk after we are ready with our website. And then we get this nasty message from you saying we owe you more money and we're going to keep owing you more money. Well, no, we don't. We don't owe you a dime. And part of the problem we've had with you guys is you don't have your act together. We ask
for
something. You know, we ask for something, and we get nothing but badgering over and over and over again for days about, you're going to owe us money, you're late. It's always about the money. And we don't get the help. We don't get, you know, what we've asked for. And it took forever just to find out what Google Guaranteed leads were costing us.
Okay.
And it just, you know, so.
So what I'll have to do, Pat, just to let you know, because you and I spoke in the past probably regarding a failed payment, and then after that, it looks like you spoke with Catherine. There's a note here from September 19th, and on that call, it says that you guys had called in and your intention with that, and it says it was with Randall/Pat. So I don't know if, you know, you're Randall and you go by Pat or if it was two people, but she spoke with Randall/Pat.
It was both.
And it was both of you. Okay. And then she put, okay. So it's two different people. That's what I thought, because it says that Pat's number is this. But in her notes, it's about three paragraphs worth of notes. It says, both have expressed that they want local SEO and their website to keep going before they talk about the Google Guaranteed. They said they told Tina about this a week ago already, so I guess you and I spoke a week prior, expressed our sincerest apologies, and that we really wanted to work things out, and said that we would be working on the local SEO as they work on their domain as well. So it says she offered a two-week extension on their billing, so the full month is covered on the payment. So I think for some reason when you called in, the intention was to cancel, but for some reason you kept the $199 package open, the Google guaranteed has been paused. So maybe that's the section that, or maybe Catherine in that call misunderstood you and she thought you were, you know, canceling the Google guaranteed leads. I don't know, but the good news is I can go back and review that call and kind of see what was, you know, said so that there isn't any, you know, confusion and, you know, try to figure this out for you.
Well,
And
there was a call after that.
Okay, let me look if there's a call after that.
After that, and in that call is when she said, no, we're just going to have you pay for the extra 2 weeks. And I said, fine.
She did?
I don't care. Just,
that's not nice.
Yeah.
If she promised to apply 2 weeks, she should have honored it. I'm surprised.
It was,
okay.
It was somebody different than her.
I've never heard
it
of that before, honestly.
Female.
A different one, okay.
Yeah, like I said, it
that's
was a different,
so weird.
It was a different female than her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little off in her notes because she said, we're just going to, you know, we'll give you another 2 weeks, but we'll keep charging. And I said, no. She said, well, you have to cancel. I said, okay, consider us canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And when the other one called, I said, we are canceled. And she said, well, we're just going to use the Google guarantee money to take you through the middle part of October. And I said, fine, I don't care. Because at that point, I'm just frustrated. And it's, you know, why fight it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
We are canceled. That we are canceled until we are done with rebuilding our website, and then we will talk.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we'll be willing to talk about whether or not we move forward. And part of that is going to be, you know, figuring out how it is that you guys are going to give us some accounting for things, et cetera, et cetera. And so we were officially canceled so that there's no more money accruing against us. And that hasn't changed. All it's done is said, okay, you guys are going to keep the game going of all that matters is getting that $199 a month in, whether we do anything or not,
mm-hmm.
which is what it looks like to us.
Yeah,
no, we're
whoever
canceled.
Spoke with you prior, they didn't cancel the account. And like I said, that could be some kind of miscommunication. I don't know what happened there, but absolutely I'll go back and, you know, have them pull those calls and, you know, we'll kind of piece that together. One thing I do want to let you know, Pat, is that I'm on your dashboard and currently I do see you revamped your website. So on your Google page, we're actually promoting your new site because it's still attached. And in the time that you've been with us, your company, and this isn't talking about Google guaranteed or leads or anything else. This is just talking about the local map section of Google where your company has been found 638 times on the first page. And you've had 102 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So what I'm thinking is you've probably gotten a lot of solid work out of this, and you're probably not aware because if this account were to cancel, it would unravel everything that we've done in getting you even on the first page of Google. All of the directories would come down, and your online placement would be affected. So, you know, the good news is, you know, right now it looks like you're still benefiting from that first page placement. And, you know, since you revamped the site, the good news is baldeagleutah.net is attached to it. So we're promoting your active site on the first page of Google. Because if not, and I tell you this out of respect because I've been with the company for 13 years, I've talked to people that have spent tens of thousands of dollars building the most elaborate websites that you can imagine with all the bells and whistles on them. And then I've talked to people that have gone, you know, a cheaper route and had a friend or relative put it together, you know, for free, right? But all across the board, they tell me their frustration is that they've never gotten one client out of their site. And the reason that happens is that a website in and of itself would never bring you a client unless it gets exposure, right? And that's what we specialize in, making sure that you're front and center in a spotlight position where people can actually find you, you know? So, you know, that's the good news is, you know, even though...
The only leads we have ever gotten, the only leads we've ever gotten were Google Guarantee leads. We've never gotten a lead off of somebody calling or texting or anything else. It's always been just, you know, there, it shows there's leads, but we don't have any actions. And the only thing that's ever produced was the Google Guarantee. And part of the problem we have with Google Guarantee is 30% of them literally are people calling looking for jobs. And another 30% are people that will not give a phone number, will not give any information. They just say, tell us what it's going to cost over the phone, or, yeah, over the phone, and it's no. Because,
so,
you know, anybody that can give a price on a remodel over the phone is a lying fool.
Well, I want to let you know that the on the dashboard, it does have like an account of the Google Guaranteed leads, and you weren't actually charged for one since July 30th, because in July 31st, a call came in, and it said, invalid lead, not charged. August 5th, a call came in from that campaign, and it says, invalid lead, not charged. August 6th, same thing. Twice it says invalid lead and not charged. So even though for you it's frustrating to get someone that's looking for a job or someone that wants a quote over the phone, but the nice thing is that we monitor that over here, and if you do get a bogus lead like that, you're not getting charged for that. So, but on the
and we're aware of that because I
good.
Yeah,
I wanted to make sure
that
you were aware
you guys,
of that. I didn't want you to think you're paying for something that's kind of going down the toilet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, every month I would go at Randy because it's on his phone, and I would say, okay, here's where the Google leads fell on these days. I need to know about these. This lead, I need to know about this one. And we would go through those, and then I would come back at you guys and say, this was this, this was this, this was this. And then you guys went to Google and got them reversed. And we're good about that.
Good.
The Google Guarantee part
was okay for you.
Really a problem other than the fact that the leads, about 30 to 40% of the leads were good. The rest were junk, and then, you know, our close rate out of those is probably 25% out of the ones that were the, you know, really interested people that actually had money.
Right.
And wanted to do something, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. So, I think
that
at this
part
point,
we were
Pat.
Other than we just wanted to know what the price was, and nobody would give it to us. It's in this range of $30 to $200. Well, what are we paying? Well, it depends on what the lead is and what you're doing at the time. And it was just, and I really had to beat somebody up information and finally got the information as to what they cost. You know, beyond that, we were after some other information, and we wanted an accounting on that and on other things, and nobody would deal with it.
So, I see.
Anyway.
Yeah, it says here now that the cost per lead is $58.67, and that's, again, only on the valid leads. So, but let me look into those calls that you had with Catherine back in September, and then there was another female agent that you spoke to afterwards that kind of took those 2 weeks away, and then I'll try to figure out, you know, what was going on, if you wanted it canceled, why it wasn't canceled, and then, you know, I can kind of get back to you. Where do you want to go from here? Do you want to continue with the Google Guaranteed, or, you know, are you thinking that you're just done with everything, or what are your thoughts there? Because I can tell you, you know, even though you don't believe that you've gotten, you know, inquiries coming directly organically from the Google page, you have, because I'm showing 638 times, 102 Google actions, including 70 clicks to your site and 32 clicks to call you. So that doesn't mean you've only gotten 32 calls, because if someone looks you up on a smartphone, yes, they can click to call you because they're on their smartphone. But if they look you up and they're on a regular computer, then they have to actually dial the number. And that's happened 70 different times. So, you know, that's all that I'm saying is that, you know, you're probably going to, you know, see a dramatic, you know, hit to your business if the local SEO portion cancels, because no business just stays up there by accident. Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens, you know, 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you acquire our services, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you don't fall off the first page, right? But once all of that cancels, then nobody does those updates for you anymore. And then therefore you're no longer achieving that spotlight position, you know? So, you know, I don't know, like I said, where you want to go from here, or if you just want me to kind of research the calls first and then, you know, we could call you back and talk about it then. But what's your main objective? Are you thinking in maybe continuing with Google Guaranteed, or what's your thoughts there?
If we continued with Google Guarantee, I will have a conversation with them before I proceed to have anybody else do it for us.
Okay.
And I want to know, you know, from them, okay, if I went directly, what is the deal and how much work is it going to be for me, and what kind of information am I going to get back?
Mm-hmm.
Because I really, you know, I would love to see more information back from them and from the leads and so on, because it will then tell me what we need to change, what we need to do differently, how we might change the website, whatever we need to do to improve the number of qualified leads.
Yes, and I agree with you there, because
we're always going to get junk.
Yeah, one key thing that stood out to me in everything that you said is, oh, I was with Randall and he had it on his phone, so I had him pull it up. So if you do decide to continue, I want to make sure that you also have access to the dashboard and that you can kind of look at that information, you know, just in case he's out in the field and you don't have time to put your heads together. Yeah. You're very savvy with this. So you need to have, okay, good.
It is me that deals with the dashboard. He does not.
I love it. Okay, good.
Randy's hoping. Randy is the original owner of Bald Eagle.
Okay.
Randy is, you know, we're generally using his credit card for this. Mine was only to be used once, and it got used for many, you know, many times, or 3 or 4 times. Randy is really frustrated and overwhelmed when it comes to any marketing or computer stuff beyond what he knows how to do. And he would much rather that I do it.
Okay. Good. I like that you're in control of it too, because you're very smart with the marketing. That's good.
Well, if you went to Squarespace and that, you know, Google sold us off to Squarespace like they did everybody else on the domains. But if you went onto Squarespace and looked at the two domains that are there, which is Bald Eagle UT and Bald Eagle Utah. I'm the one that has full control of those.
Excellent.
They're under somebody else's name that you're not aware of, just because we still have got to figure out what Squarespace, how to sell those back over to us from him. He's just a longtime friend of Randy's. But Squarespace is about as cooperative as a toilet that's not even hooked up.
I see.
They're awful. If you're willing to go with them, because they call us all the time, then they'll be nice. But if you're not going with them, they're extremely uncooperative. But anyway, I'm the one that, you know, you guys are not on those two domains as the controllers or having any.
That's okay though, because what we specialize in is the exposure. So sometimes someone comes on board with us and they, you know, need a website or they request a website. So sure, we can put a website together for them, but that's not our specialty. Our specialty is in getting you the exposure, right? Putting Bald Eagle Construction and Design in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you. Google calls that a micro moment. And if it makes you feel any better, because I don't know what was said about the 2 weeks, you know, being removed, even though after they promised you, but you guys haven't actually paid us since August 1st for the local SEO, and you haven't paid us for the Google guaranteed leads since July 11th. So it looks like the next payment of local SEO for after August 1st was supposed to be September 1st, but they pushed it out to September 19th. But then someone went in and they put a Google guaranteed budget adjustment in there of $199. So that September invoice ended up zeroing out. And then the next one that applied was October 1st. So somehow there was an extra 2 weeks built in, but you guys never felt it because that payment that was supposed to charge on the 19th, that actually was a little more than 2 weeks. It's like 18 days, right? But that payment that was supposed to charge was zeroed out because someone put like a Google guaranteed adjustment. And maybe that was for some of those people that called that were looking for jobs. You know, maybe they went in and they put in an adjustment of those leads if you were charged for them. I don't know, but I can see that September payment was zeroed out.
Well, we had that September 19th. I'll trust you on that date. That the discussion that we had was there was a couple dollars short of $399. It was right very close to that. That was still in the escrow account for Google Guarantee. And the agreement was, you said her name's Catherine, right?
Right, Catherine, yep.
The agreement that we had with her was that you guys would take the $199 for the September payment. And that was done, and she said, and then I'll give you two more weeks. And I said, that's fine, that's great. And she was going to have them send us the remaining money of the $100 or whatever it was. And she said, we're going to keep charging you unless you want to cancel. And I said, I want to cancel this thing. Randy and I were both there. So we want to cancel so that there's no more charges. And after we get our website redone, and I have changes going over to the website company right now, you know, once we're done, and I would guess within a week that .net will be redone. And when I'm happy with it, then it'll get changed over to both of those domains. We may keep the .net probably will, but the two domains will link to it, so we'll be back to .com and so on. And I said, we will, at that point, be willing to have a discussion.
Mm-hmm,
but for now, we're canceling because I don't want any more charges, and you can go ahead and send the money back. She said, okay. And then we started getting all of these nasty calls and texts and so on about, you owe us money, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you guys are ruthless when it comes to that. It's, we'll get four or five a day each.
Really?
And emails.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's ruthless.
Yeah.
And so I called in again
mm-hmm.
and said, you know, what gives on this? This is supposed to be the deal. And she said, oh, yeah, but as far as, you know, the extra 2 weeks, we'll need to be paid for that. And I said, well, it's sitting there on the Google guarantee because you guys had not sent the payment to us, but you said you would. She said, okay, so we'll apply that one too. So you're good till it was like the 18th of this month or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, just do it. I didn't want to argue with her over, you know, Catherine said this.
Yeah.
It was, get out of my life. I'm sick and tired of being badgered. Because it's always about money, and nobody wants to do what we've asked for.
Right.
And that's where it was. And so as far as we were concerned, as far as we are concerned, we're canceled. And I am more than happy to have somebody call me in about 2 weeks. I'll have more time. And if they want to call and have a really good chat about everything that you guys do and can do and will do and so on, then we have said we're willing to entertain going back into a relationship. But I'm not going to be badgered anymore about money. It's,
right.
Right now it's canceled until I've got that website done. And I have...
Well, what you said is very clear. I don't know how she could have misunderstood that and not count. You know what I mean? That's what blows my mind. You would think that that's very clear, and she would have said fine, you know? So I don't understand unless she just wanted you to take advantage of 6 more weeks of service because she was putting 2 more weeks on the back. I don't know what, you know, happened. But I'll review that call, and, you know, if it makes you feel better, I'll just cancel it out now. And then that way, if you want to continue,
please
you can
do.
Always... Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let me take care of that right now.
And if mm-hmm. you guys want to call me in 2 weeks, then, you know, send me a message ahead of time that says, hey, this is so-and-so at Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Love talking to I'll think of his name in a minute. I keep thinking Igor, and it's not that. It's
there was maybe Ivan. You think Ivan?
Ivan,
not Igor.
That guy,
is it Ivan?
That,
okay,
that,
yeah, I thought.
That guy's, love that guy. You know, and his thing is not trying to get us on board this or that. It just, you know, he's a very helpful individual.
Yeah, he really is. I love Ivan. Yeah, he's really good. So, okay, well, you should have gotten an email that it's been canceled, and I'll put a note in here to follow up with you in 2 weeks. And, you know, if I'm not available at that time, I'll put a note to myself to have Ivan reach out, and then we'll kind of see what we can put together for you then, okay?
Okay. Thank
you.
But that's not unusual because it,
well, let me see if it's if we have yours on file or Randy's. Hold on. I have buttemarketing@gmail.com.
Just got it.
You got
that's
it. Okay, good.
BaldEagleUtah.com.
Oh, that's cute. It's an acronym for Bald Eagle
Utah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, okay. Well, you're all good to go. I'm happy that I could help you, Pat. And like I said, we'll be talking again in a couple of weeks, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.